Coach John Lippelman here. Congratulations, officially retiring here after nearly four decades in the Scott City Wrestling Program. Came in around 1980 and the head coach from 1985 to 2018 in five state championships. And kind of reflect with your coaching career here in Scott City.
Well, I haven't had another coaching career anywhere else. I came out of school, and this is where I come. Wrestling's always been an exciting part of my life. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed people that participate into it. I was lucky enough to be given a chance to be part of that here in Scott City. It seems to be a whole lot easier to start with no large tradition and build one than maybe to have a huge monstrous one and try to keep that baby up. So I don't know if that's lucky or what. Western Kansas has been my choice of living places, and of course the wrestling does really well out here. It's not that I despise any of the other sports or any of that. I played a lot of football and other things, but it's just one of those things that really trips my trigger is that wrestling. And we started with a lot of kids that did a lot of younger youth type wrestling, and we built on their education. We tried to get them things they needed to know. Well-rounded athletes seem to do much better in this sport, and of course, once you could get the earlier you get that well-rounded athlete's knowledge into him, the quicker he could pass it on to others, and it just builds and builds and builds by doing that. I am happy with the longevity of our program, being able to keep that excitement and that tradition going here. Four decades of state championship wrestling is nothing to sneeze at. Sometimes you could roll in some great athletes and crank off quite a few of them all in a row, but we did it a different way. We placed ours about every 6 years through those times, and I got to enjoy every one of them, and even the ones we didn't win. Sure, there's disappointments, but life's kind of that way, and I was really excited to see the tenacity that our kids have to come back, to build back, and to never be happy with where they're at.
Well, you've had definitely a lot of success, around 24, 25 state champions over your tenure, five state titles. You win Coach of the Year. You won multiple league championships in your tenure in three different leagues. I think that's pretty darn impressive accomplishment in itself. You finally got that GWAC title and this year, and had one four-time state placer. It's hard to believe that it was this year. As many great runs as you've had with a lot of solid wrestlers, a three-time state champion in your tenure. As you take a look at your teams, what's probably been some of your memorable teams that you've had?
Well, they're all memorable, but I'm getting old. It's all beginning to blur a little bit. That's probably why I decided it was retirement time. No, the first ones we built to move ourselves up there in the state rankings was pretty exciting, you know, and that was in the late 80s and early 90s, and it was about the time that we slid back in the Northwest Kansas League competition, which has really been strong on wrestling, and we had enough kids in our program. It was some of our biggest groups. We had around 40 at that time in the program, and it made for two great teams being able to be put out on the mat, and varsity and a B team, and it'll always be in my heart. We've had some, like you said, some outstanding wrestlers. I remember the 2001, those teams there. We had some kids that was known for their tactics of of going out and dropping a guy to the mat and sticking him flat. And it took us through every wrestling championship we hit until we hit the state tournament. And I believe we finished second that year to a team that we just didn't seem to run up against enough in the backside. And whatever the reason, but it was fond memories of those years, winning the Lexington, winning the Garden City tournament, winning leagues, and just everywhere we went, that was what we did through that time. And then there was the 04 season where we won a state championship without winning an individual state title. It was mainly all done through the back door. I believe we had one competitor in the finals, but even he didn't win. But it was a great time to come back from behind. It's one of the things you always dream about, little kids hitting home runs in the championships for baseball and digging your way back through the backside in a wrestling competition. And each one all the way through, this one, you know, was different in we had a big first day league and lead, and it was one of those things that we didn't have backside wrestlers, and that's kind of a funny feeling because I'm not one to wish bad doing to people, and so I just found myself telling the kids we had to take care of our own business, and I couldn't watch anymore. It was nothing I wanted to see because we wasn't able to put ourselves into the backside, but we got her done all through the front side, and it was fun. But they all are fun. I can't say that I didn't enjoy every year, every time through there. There's always bad moments and things that would upset you as a coach, but it's nothing that a day or two won't make go by the wayside.
I kind of find it a little ironic. In your high school career at Oberlin, you wrestle Grand State. That's in Gross Memorial Coliseum. You win your last state championship, and you end up being your final match coached in Gross Memorial Coliseum as well. Were those some of those things that maybe you thought about, hey, this is kind of the perfect time to end maybe as well?
No, it's I don't know if there's really a perfect time to do it. Gross Memorial's been, you know, kind of the last tournament of the years out here in western Kansas. True, we've been 4A. It moves you back. Sometimes that was Wichita. Sometimes that's been Salina. Back in the old days, it used to be individual schools like Abilene and such through there. But that really didn't strike in my mind. I do remember Gross Memorial every time that we take the kids there to compete. That about that was one of the bigger tournaments I ever been to. Seen kids I never seen before. Most of them I never heard of their accomplishments until, of course, the whole thing's over with, because it was mostly newspaper. There wasn't social media. There wasn't television coverage. There wasn't rankings on the internet or nothing like that back in those days. If you didn't get a hold of a local paper or something to read about that, and then if you did, the state tournament was week before. It takes always a good 5 days to get news from the eastern part back this way. It does have fond memories. I enjoyed wrestling in and with my kids and myself in that building. It's set up so the competitors are down below, and it's just like the old Roman Colosseum type, you know. Everybody else is up above and behind the frame, and it's just kind of a cool place.
Just recently, last week, you finally got the fifth ring in, the state championship rings, the one for the thumb, and now you're officially retired. And what are your plans now after retirement?
Oh, I don't know. Find some place not quite as windy, maybe even warm. Oh, we'll probably move out of the area for a little bit. We're going to move down south, I think. South Texas will start out. Won't set any new roots down for a while. I've spent my whole life either at school or teaching school, and that's been up here in Kansas. And So I don't know what the rest of the world looks like in the wintertime. So we're going to head out of here and start down there, and maybe the wind won't be quite as hard and the winters won't be quite as brutal, and see what it's like. And if we don't like it, we're going to move around a little bit until we find some place. I know there's not much wrestling down there in southern Texas, and I don't know, maybe that's by design. I don't know if I could find myself doing other bad habits and screaming things people don't want to hear if I was up and around, and I'll have to wait a while until the memories fade a little more before I could sit in and do some of that, but enjoy myself. Work hard enough to make the living good and enjoy myself.